Exclusive: Jim Jordan blasts face-saving Hunter Biden indictment, reveals key impeachment inquiry facts. By Bradley J. on September 15, 2023. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, R.O., told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Friday that Thursday's indictment of Hunter Biden was a face-saving exercise for a Department of Justice, DOJ, under increasing scrutiny, and revealed the key facts that House Republicans will rely on as they begin their impeachment inquiry. Jordan wrote off Thursday's indictment of Hunter Biden as a public relations move as evidence mounts linking Hunter's illegal activities with Joe Biden dating to his time in the vice president's mansion and exposing the department's mishandling of the investigation for years. At some point, it's got to do something, Jordan said of Biden's DOJ. So they go with the one charge that has no links to the White House, the gun charge, and they announce it 2 days after the speaker announces that there's an impeachment inquiry that's been launched by the House of Representatives. The younger Biden was charged Thursday with one count of false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance, and one count of false statement related to information required to be kept by federal firearms licensed dealer. Jordan, who leads the impeachment inquiry directed by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, along with Oversight Committee Chairman Jim Comer, RKY, and Ways and Means Chairman Jason Smith, RMO, blasted talking points from the White House, Democrats, and their media allies' talking points that there is no evidence linking Joe and Hunter as disinformation, laying out the facts his committee has uncovered and explaining that Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company that paid Hunter Biden millions, is the key. You got the 10% for the big guy, 50% for Pops. All the emails, you've got the WhatsApp messages, the shakedown message, you got the brand as Joe Biden, you got all those things. You got multiple times that Weiss has changed his story. Multiple Biden family members getting paid from multiple companies that are set up, all those facts. Watch, Joe Biden snaps at reporter over big guy question, why do you ask such a dumb question? Amid all that evidence of criminality, Jordan noted, the central facts revolve around Burisma, because that tells the story. The four central facts are: 1. Hunter Biden was put on the board of Burisma and paid a boatload of money. 2. He wasn't qualified to serve on the board of Burisma. 3. Burisma asked him to weigh in with DC to help them with the prosecutor who was applying pressure to them, who was investigating them. 4. Joe Biden goes to Ukraine, leverages American tax dollars to fire that prosecutor. Those are four central facts that are never going to change. That fact pattern is consistent with what is in the 1023 form that the confidential human source conveyed to the FBI, that Joe Biden took policy actions, policy preferences were made, in exchange for money going to his family. That's the central thing of this investigation. And oh, by the way, when Joe Biden fired the prosecutor, it was an abrupt change from the policy of the administration. Jordan also attacked Weiss's appointment by Biden Attorney General Merrick Garland as special counsel after the sweetheart deal Weiss arranged collapsed after judicial scrutiny, observing that Weiss serves at the discretion of the president whose son he is tasked with investigating. The attorney general picked the one guy he knew would protect the White House, the guy who for 4.5 years slow-walked this investigation. We've deposed now 5 different folks associated with the investigation. Some have been in Ways and Means, some have been in Judiciary. And they've all said that they were frustrated at the pace of the investigation. That's the guy he selected. I think he could have picked anybody to be a special counsel. And he probably should have appointed a special counsel years ago. But then he selects here at this late moment the one guy who's presided over this investigation that was running in the ridiculous fashion that it was run. If he ultimately moves to impeach the president, McCarthy and his investigators must make the case not only to their colleagues in the House and ultimately to their Senate jurors but to the American public. And Jordan said, certainly there will be hearings where we lay this out.